This is planet Earth. You're looking at planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is planet Earth.
Welcome to Season 4 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at how space technology is helping us understand our home planet. This is Episode 47.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
Now, Cedric David is the supervisor of Water Ecosystems Group at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. He is a hydrologist. Last week, he spoke about the world's water, and today he talks about the Surface Water Ocean Topography Satellite Mission.
You know, what is NASA doing about this? So we have a plan. We have a plan. That plan is called the Surface Water and Ocean Topography Mission that has been in development for over 15 years. It's a joint effort by NASA, by the French Space Agency, CNES, with contributions from the UK and Canadian space agencies. Let's talk about what it's going to do exactly, and if the plan is to launch it at the end of the year, end of 2022. So it's happening this year. It's super exciting. So this is a satellite that will be at about 800 or 900 kilometers in altitude above the ground, and will orbit around the Earth every 21 days, approximately 21 days, repeat its cycle every 21 days. Now, on the spacecraft is a radar that is specifically tailored using a frequency so that when the signal that is being sent from the spacecraft hits the ground, it bounces if it happens to be water, and not so much if it's not water. So that allows us to map where water is, which is pretty cool. And now by measuring the time that it takes for the signal to do a round trip between the spacecraft and the ground, we're able to estimate how high the water is. Now, this is great for two reasons. So the mission is going to do two things. A portion of it is ocean topography. And we've been doing ocean topography for over 30 years at NASA. And so basically, measuring the top of the ocean allows us to measure things like sea level rise. And so this mission is going to keep the legacy of these measurements. But what's transformative about the measurements above the ocean here is that we will be able to get a much better understanding of ocean circulation globally. So we won't be talking too much about the oceans today because that's not my expertise. But perhaps let's spend some time looking at what it means for surface water. So, of course, we're flying above the state of Florida here. And you'll notice that when the radar signal hits some of the surface water body, we detect them. And so knowing where they are and how high the water bodies are in a way that is very similar to those local ground gauges that we discussed earlier, we'll be able to determine the variability and how much water is being stored within surface water. And again, remember, this is the most renewable and most accessible source of fresh water. So we'll be able to monitor that. And then by combining things like the width of rivers and the height and slopes, we'll be able to also get a pretty good estimate of how fast water is flowing and how much water is flowing through river systems. Now, what's really exciting is that this is a global mission. Right? I mean, we fly spacecraft above the entire Earth and all continents, and the data will be easily accessible and freely accessible to anyone on this planet, which means that all the data that we haven't had or that has disappeared is now coming back. Now, of course, you can't make a direct comparison between space measurements and some of the measurements that we would be taking from the ground. But this is going to be a great ally to a lot of the in situ measuring networks that we've had, acknowledging that a lot of these have been going away. So a true transformation for hydrology and for understanding of the Earth system, and great potential for helping with water management throughout the world.
And that was Cedric David. This has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie, and hopefully we'll be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Southern FM.